Praise the Lord. A couple of things that I want to talk about. First of all, next week is what? 4th of July. What is the 4th of July? Independence Day. What do we get independence from? England, tyranny. They tried to rule us. We wanted to be independent of that. Now, do you think our independence was just happenstance? Or was our independence God ordained? I do believe that. No. No. It's our, now they have their probably their own type of independence, but we celebrate the independence of, and I really believe this, and I know there's a lot of people out there that try to put all kinds of other concepts on our forefathers or whatever, but I do believe these were men of God that came together to put America on the books as a God fearing country and nation. You will not find that. Yes, dear. Huh? They prayed. And because they prayed, we have America. Now, I do understand America is slipping. Okay? But I still commend that our Heavenly Father is still in control of things if we allow him to be. I have a little video clip that I want to play.
Yes, let the words of freedom ring. Let them fill the hearts of every American and every person that longs to live in freedom. That's what this celebration is all about. And now, we rise like all patriots who love liberty to say just 31 words of freedom, holding so much meaning for all Americans. It starts with I, which means just one, but ends with all, and that means every one of us. These words honor the flag that has flown across the world representing our republic. They pledge our loyalty and express our total dependence on our God. In recent days, some of these words have come under attack. But now, we will say them proudly once again. Please stand as we say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now, join us in singing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets that fell, the bombs bursting in air, gave food through the night that our flag was still.
That is so true. As we come to the 4th of July coming up next week, it happens on a Friday, please take that time. Even though we have gotten our liberty, but I believe our freedom and our liberty came at a very, very big cost. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of soldiers have died for this freedom that you and I have. There's no other country in the world that has the freedom that we have. I might need to say that again. There is no other nation in the world that has the freedom that you and I have. And we should be proud of that. In my job, I have the opportunity and the privilege to meet lots of military personnel. I am the military liaison, and I've met lots of soldiers that have been in World War II. I've met soldiers that have made it through the D-Day, Normandy. I've met soldiers that have made it through Normandy. Wow. I get to sit and talk with them. I get to sit and probe them, whatever they'll give up. A lot of our soldiers, as everything in the military, it's hard to get our military people to open up. But once they do, there's a worth of knowledge that comes from their heart. You know, and what they say, I mean, golly. I have a couple of them that were in Japan during Hiroshima. Now, they weren't right there. Of course, they would not be right there. You know, they were a miracle of God. But they were close. They were able to tell me things that they saw that are unbelievable. So this is freedom. So when you think of Friday and you think of Independence Day, it's just not another day off. To some of us, that's what it is. And praise the Lord, we got a day off. But let's take time to celebrate our freedom and really look at our freedom, because it did come with a cost. And even today, it is still coming with a cost. We are under scrutiny. We are under many, many times the battlefield. Our soldiers are still putting a lot of hours and time in fighting for the freedom that you and I have. So remember that when you see a soldier on the street, stop, shake their hand, and commend them. Tell them that, my goodness, thank you for your service. They deserve that. God's been impressing upon me as your pastor for the last couple of 2 or 3 weeks in a spiritual aspect of what where we need to be. I'm getting a little tired of so many Assemblies of God churches backing off from the Holy Spirit. And I say that with remorse, because the founding of the Assemblies of God was the founding of one part of the Pentecostal movement. And we have gotten away from that movement. We're trying to analyze it, justify it, and whitewash it down to the point where we're just the same. And I don't get me wrong, I don't have nothing against any other denomination. But what sets our denomination apart is the allowing of the Holy Spirit to have his freedom in our services. Is that okay to have an amen to that one? So for the next, during this summer, and I feel the presence of God right now. During this summer, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you from the depths of the Holy Spirit that lives inside you to allow that Holy Spirit the freedom that he wants through you. And it works through prayer, works through praise, works through worship. We should have a church that has tongues and interpretation during the service. Yet, I have yet to hear that in this church. Is that sad? But you know what that means? That means just a challenge to you. It shouldn't be your pastor. It shouldn't be your associate pastor. You are the family. And that means it might get you out of your comfort zone. And that's okay. That's okay. Because I want to see God move. And I believe he wants to move. What you saw last week in our worship time was a beginning of what I want to see every service. Amen? Now, if that's not it, we might as well close these doors and go to some church that has no spirit at all. Okay? I want to feel the presence of God. I'm a Southern Baptist. I'm a Baptist cost. Now, when I got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, you could not keep me out of church. You could not keep me from feeling the presence. There are so many people today who want to take the feeling away, say that you can't live by feeling. But God gave you feeling. God gave you feelings. And if he gave you feelings, he gave them for a reason. He gave them so that you will feel his presence. And I want to feel his presence. Is that okay? I want to see God move. More than anything, I want to see him move. I want to see healing. If you're sick, let's don't go back into the olden days, because I know the olden days, but God hasn't changed. We've changed, and it's time to change back. If you're sick, then it says to come to the elders of the church, come up here, be prayed for, and be healed. It's not a guessing job. Well, I'm going to go up there and guess that I might be healed or not. No, it's not. It says come up here, be prayed for, and be healed. Healed. In the book of Acts, it talks about they came. They came. They knew that if they came up and they were prayed for, they would be healed. I'm not talking just physical healing. There were financial healings. There were spiritual healings. There were emotional healings. There were healings that took place in the New Testament church. And we are the same as the New Testament church today. Woo! Don't get me excited. I'll start preaching. So, with that being said, praise and worship the God of the Bible. Give me 5 minutes. To praise and worship God is to express our love and awe of who he is. Isaiah 66:1 said, God says, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Who is that? Who is that? That's God, right? So if heaven is his throne, what does he say about earth? That's his footstool. Does that mean that he's here? That means he's here. He's here for you. He's here for me. Hallelujah. He is the creator of the universe and everything in it, which includes you and me. Look to your neighbor and say, that means me. That does. It means you. How wonderful and amazing that is. What is praise and worship? Worship, according to the dictionary, means to show profound religious devotion, to have intense love and adoration. And the definition of praise is to express admiration or approval for, to express thanks and worship to God. In other words, praise and worship goes hand in hand. Amen. Praising and worshiping God is not a ritual or prayer repetition. It's not about spending a few minutes a day reading our Bible or about reciting our wish list on a daily basis. True worship requires total commitment of our body, our mind, and our spirit. It's about exalting, adoring, and acknowledging the God of this Bible. It has nothing to do with religion, but has everything to do with having an intimate and profound relationship with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe the most important way to show our devotion to God is through our everyday life. Now, you can say amen to that one. It's not what you do on Sunday. Sunday is your preparation room. Amen? You prepare on Sunday to make your rest of the week, get you through the rest of the week. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of hell out there that comes against you during the week. If you haven't prepared on Sunday, boy, you're going to be bombarded the rest of the week. And it's going to be hard to make it the rest of the week if you have not prepared on Sunday to make it the rest of the week. That's your preparation room. Hallelujah. When we strive to be Christ-like, to loving and serving others, to honoring and glorifying God, then we are truly worshiping the Lord. We are hardwired for worship. I love that one. Bob Gass. And how many of you know Bob Gass or have ever heard of him? I've heard of him and I love him. I love his ministry. And he's still out there doing it. I read his devotions, daily devotions. Not every day, but at least once or twice a week I'll read his devotion. But here's what he says. When we fail to worship God, we always find a substitute, even if it ends up being ourselves. Worship is a universal urge, hardwired by God into every fiber of our being. It is natural as breathing. Jesus said we were made this way because the Father seeks worshipers. For example, worship is more than just music. Some people think that worship is nothing more than music. We're going to have worship first and then the word. I disagree. Every facet of the church is worship. Music is worship. Reading of the word is worship. Praising is worship. Giving is worship. Everything and everything that you do is in the house of the Lord or on the streets or in your home, that's worship to God, because that's what he desires of you, is to be worshipers of him in all that you do, not just in a little of what you do, but in all that you do, you are to be worshipers of God. When you're out swimming, you can be a worshiper of the Lord. For that matter, you can be worshiping, Lord, help me from drowning. When you're driving your car, you can be worshipers of the Lord. Some of you really need that worship of the Lord when you're driving some of your cars. I can tell you, you know, Tom, I seen his car, man. I'm praying for his car every day. He starts it up. Make sure it still runs. Worshipers. We are worshipers of the Lord in everything we do. Amen? Everything. From the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night, you should learn to understand and worship the Lord. He loves joyful noise and in all varieties. Some people say, well, I just, you know, that music's just too loud for, well, it might be too loud for you, but as long as it's worship, it's not too loud for those that are listening to it. You know? Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. As long as it's a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, there's some music I just can't handle. I'm sorry, but that's me. That's my personality. But if it's godly, there's a difference. It's godly and it's of God, then so be it. So be it. Understand, we've come a long way in our praise and our worship. We've come a long way in music. God ordained music. The devil made a substitute for it, but God, I believe, is putting it back into the realm that it needs to be, and I praise God for that. So some of this contemporary music, I can't stand, but at least they are giving honor to God. And I'd much rather hear that and see that being done than all the stuff that has been put together, the substitutes that are out there that took and tore down Christianity and godliness. Bible says in Psalms 101, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Ha, shout. That's good. That's good. Also, worship is not just for your benefit, but for God's. When you say, I don't get anything out of the service today, you're worshiped for the wrong reason. Yes, there are personal benefits, but you don't worship to please yourselves. You worship to please God. Who? Maybe I ought to say that again. You worship to please who? Look to your neighbor and say, I worship to please God. Look to the other one, and I don't care how you sound. Come on. Our highest motive should be to exalt God in whatever we do. And finally, worship should not be confined to church. As Martin Luther said, a dairy maid can milk cows to the glory of God. The secret of worship is in doing everything as unto the Lord. And Romans 12:1 is a good example. I'm not going to read that, but where do we worship? Well, we can worship God in church, in the garden, while we're shopping, on the shower, or in the shower. Location doesn't matter, or how many people are involved. Worship can be done with a group of people or by yourselves. When we come before the Lord with a pure and repentant heart, he will bless us with his grace and his mercy. We can worship God through prayer, singing, raising your hands in adoration, dance, art, through the use of colors, playing instruments, using flags and banners. Now, do I need to say that one over again? We've lost our banners. Yes, banners. We have banners. That's right. Listen to what Pastor said. I took them home because we weren't using them. I believe we can worship God even in our banners. But anyway, let me go on. Our worship is in truth, and we must have a pure heart, deal with any sin in our hearts, and repent. Have a spirit of humility. Have a spirit of submission to the will of God. Have a spirit of obedience. Have a spirit of commitment. Have a sense of wonder of who he is, and have a sense of awe of his presence. Have an awareness of God's presence and be overwhelmed by his majesty. Be speechless in his presence and allow him to speak through us and to us. True worship is not about us, but it's all about God. Okay? Psalms 150 gives you the greatest example, and I've told you before to underline that, and do underline it. And when you get a little discouraged, a little down and out, read Psalms 150. It'll enlighten your heart and make you feel a whole lot better. Here's the attributes of God. Our Heavenly Father is the heart of God. He loves us with an everlasting love. Jesus Christ is the face of God. He came to earth and lived among us. And the Holy Spirit is the voice of God. Whatever he hears, he will speak. So God is the heart, Jesus is the face, and the Holy Spirit is the voice. Psalm 66:4 says, everything on earth will worship you. They will sing your praises, shouting your name in glorious psalms. Psalms 96:4 says, great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. Psalms 86:12 says, with all my heart I will praise you, O Lord my God. I will give you glory to your name forever. Forever. That's just a little bit on praise and worship. So I'd like this morning to introduce Rhonda. She has got a song that is going to bless your heart this morning. Rhonda, Cynthia, you're right after. Let there be praise.
Let there be joy in our hearts. to no avail, for the shackles were loosed and the doors just flew open. Now what is the catch, I asked, one day I was reading, there must be an age-old mystery. In taking a second look, I discovered a strikingly clear consistency. Meeting disaster face to face, putting God's promises into place, tending to trouble with a little taste of what God will do with His people. Start calling His name. He anxiously awaits to give the word, to release the power that prayer creates. So we gotta learn to meet every problem that we face, face to God of mighty miracles. So in troubles, his heart, turn to God and be patient. Just stand strong, don't run, for there isn't anyone that he's ever let down when their lives have been faithful. It's easy to go halfway and not really do it, but that makes the consequences rough. Before the catastrophe, you see that it's so much better off. Meeting disaster face to face, putting God's promises into place, tending to trouble with a little taste of what God will do with His people. Start calling His name. He anxiously awaits to give the word, to release the power.
The song is called A Different Kind of Light. You know, the Bible says that He created light. He said, let there be light. And that's what we're supposed to be. And you hear of the human trafficking all over the world. And basically, they come and they hit Las Vegas, being from, you know, coming from back from Las Vegas, and they cross the border. But while we were in, I was watching the news at the hotel, and they had found a young prostitute, probably 17 years of age, and they're filled up with disease, they're filled up with heroin, they're, you know, and I'm like, God, man, talk to me. And they're a light, believe it or not. You know, many churches will say, man, what a lifestyle. You need to change your lifestyle. They can't. They can't unless somebody like me that's been in that lifestyle goes out there and says something. So this song came about, and I hope you like it. It's called A Different Kind of Light. She comes from broken ties, hidden hollow lies. She don't know who she is. Just another puzzle piece, searching for release through a camera's eyes tonight. She's a different kind of light, exposing what goes on in the nights. But she's too young to fight it, bears up and bites. It's just another beating tonight. She's seeking out a voice to keep her from a choice she'll be making tonight. And she isn't gonna be alone. There are many other ones crying out with no hope in their eyes. They're a different kind of light, exposing what goes on in the nights. But they're too young to fight it, bear up and bite it. It's just another beating, just another beating tonight. She comes from broken ties, hidden hollow lies. She don't know who she is.
Last week, Pastor said we were going to testify today. I testify, I'm thankful to be alive. Counted up, I think it was 12, maybe 14 times the devil's tried to kill me over my life, from infancy to childhood to teenager to adulthood, down to having two rifles and two shotguns pointed at you with intent to do away with you. Brain tumor, and the last one was last December. He tried to kill me again. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So you would think that being as stupid as he is, he'd give up once in a while, but he keeps trying. I guess it's just not God's time yet. So praise God we're here. But you know, one of these days, now I'm a Southern gospel type, one of these days there's another place we're going to be. And don't want to lose sight of that, okay? And let me tell you, my eyes are here, but my eyes are also there. And one of these days, we don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. It's going to be pretty fabulous. Oh, my Lord. What a time.
Oh, my Lord, what a time. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Love is so wonderfully, till every time. Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, yeah. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world of flee to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. If that can, what a time. Oh, yeah. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world of flee to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. If that can let me, there will be no more night, no sun or moon, for the Lamb of God is light. It's good to know that He's prepared the way to abide in endless day. From this old world, we're gonna live with Christ. Oh, my God, we'll shout, we'll sing, we'll walk and talk. We'll shout, we'll sing, we'll walk and talk. We shout and praise His name. It will be the same. Oh, my Lord, my burden bearer, my help in trouble, my joy in sorrow, my light in darkness, my sword and shield. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world, I'm gonna live with Christ. And our whole my heart will shout, sing, we'll walk, talk, we'll shout and sing. We'll walk, talk, we'll shout, praise His name. Every day will be the same. Oh, my Lord, my burden bearer, my help in trouble, my joy in sorrow, my light in darkness, my sword in sheath. Oh, my Lord, what a time, what a time.
You know, I don't care what your problems are. There's someone who is bigger than whatever problem you have. Amen? You know what I'm talking about, bro, right? Yeah. Bigger than all my... He's bigger than any mountain, all right? I don't care what your mountain is. He's bigger. So let's go for it, guys.
Bigger than all the shadows that fall across my back. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all confusion, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than my problems, bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than any questions, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot.
I got totally lost on this.
Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all the giants of fear and unbelief. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my hang-ups, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. than all my questions, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. It's bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see.